Well, listen, there's been lots of talk that you came in better shape than maybe you have been in other years. Can you confirm?
Didn't do really anything different. Was on the ice a little bit more. Did what I had to do. Come to camp ready to go.
You think you're going to benefit more from a real camp this season compared to last year?
Well, you know, anytime you can get on the ice and start playing and, you know, maybe get a couple more days of practicing and get to know your teammates and how they, you know, the new kids, how they play and do, you know, how they roll around on the ice, you know, when they don't have the puck and where they're going to be. It's, you know, maybe a little bit easier to, you know, find out how they play with more ice time. But, you know, it's camp. You just got to work with it.
Dustin, one of the things that's come up is talk about you maybe having a goal of trying to be more consistent. Is that something you've taken upon yourself to try and do? Do you feel that's a goal for you this season? And how would you do it?
Yeah, I mean, everyone tries to be as consistent as they can. I mean, you know, it's the main focus, and, you know, it's just something that, you know, I have to bear down and, you know, try to do with my hardest and my best and just work with it.
I know that, and I don't know the details, I don't want to get too personal, but you have had some things off ice that would have been difficult for people to deal with. Do you feel like maybe things are simpler now for you in your life, that some of those things are behind you, some of those experiences that might have made it tough?
Absolutely. It's, you know, things happen and you got to deal with it, and, you know, sometimes you have time to relax and think about things, but, you know, I didn't. I had to, you know, just keep working, and, you know, I had some time off, and, you know, just ready to go now.
What expectations do you have for yourself this year?
Same as every year, just, you know, try to be at the top and, you know, try to be the best player out there I can be and, you know, always try to take over games.
What's going to take this team to make the next step and get into the playoffs?
You know, all 20 guys playing every night and battling and knowing what's at stake and knowing that, you know, all we want to do is, you know, make that first playoff round and, you know, it all sets itself up from there.
Well, it's early, but is there a little bit of a different feel in terms of that being the expectation rather than the hope?
You know, you set goals to go out there. You should be able to do it. It's just a matter of how we're going to be able to come together as a team quickly.
There's also talk about when you were invited to the orientation for Team USA. Is that in the back of your mind at all? Does that provide any extra motivation for the start of this season?
I think it helps. Helps me, you know, maybe get out of the gates a little better. But, you know, when I was there, I was focused on that camp. And now I'm here. Now I'm focused with the Jets down there.
What would it mean for you to be able to don the jersey for Team USA? Because you haven't done that internationally before.
Yeah, it'd be nice to take the gold from Canada, but, you know, it's something that, you know, I got to work on, and hopefully I can make it.
How many exhibition games would you like to play? Does that matter to you?
I'd rather play all of them. Who wants to sit and watch? That's the way I look at it.
Are you down weight from last year? I know you don't like to usually talk numbers,
yeah.
But...
Yeah, a little bit, up and down.
How much responsibility do you feel to be an example for young defensemen that are breaking in?
What do they have?
No, how much responsibility do you feel to sort of be an example or a mentor to you know, guys like, I'm thinking guys like Trouba.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you gotta try to teach them as many things as you can, but then again, you got to let them just play. You just, you know, make sure they're happy and they feel comfortable with where they're at, you know, it's not making life miserable on them. Let's make it as easy as they can. And, you know, they're obviously here for a reason and they can play. And, you know, the more comfortable he gets, the better they're going to be.
When you broke in, were there guys that you kind of watched and took leads from?
Yes and no. Well, I was still in the old school game. And, you know, I don't know if you follow some of those guys. But, you know, yeah, you definitely got those guys you look up to and you follow and try to do what they do.
Who did you have that you?
I mean, our team was, you know, we just had a lot of older veteran guys. We were, you know, we were young and old at that time, and, you know, we had, like, Marty Lapointe and, you know, different players like that, you know, really worked hard and, you know, really showed us how the game was then. And the game's changed so much since then that, you know, we got to show new ways. It's something different, and, you know, we're trying to do the best we can now.
When you said that you skated a bit more, is it you started earlier? You did it with more frequency? Would that's kind of through your summer in that respect?
No, just, you know, when I was on the ice, I just did a little bit more skating and, you know, just getting back onto the ice and, you know, working on the edges and the stick handling and the puck movement, and then just a little bit more than I usually do.
Dustin, how important is it to keep the core together? There's a lot of uncertainty going into the off season, but having been on a winner before, how important is it to keep the core and keep developing in order to get that playoff team, championship team going?
Last one, Greg.
It's big. I mean, you look at Chicago. They've kept their core together for a long time. I mean, as long as you can keep your core together, and, you know, if we're making improvements, there's, you know, no reason to really change, you know, everything. Every year you're going to take in and out a couple guys out of, you know, your top six or something, and, you know, try something different. But you're going to try to keep your main core and your guys, and, you know, you just got to go from there. That's all you can do.
Okay.